This call is being recorded.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I just want to say that I am excited about Vivian O'Neill, who is presently touring Canada. She will be in the Kelowna area tomorrow, Tuesday, January 23rd, at the Ramada Inn. And if you have people that you know of in this area, then she will be, I know, in Red Deer, Alberta. She'll also be in St. Albert and also in Winnipeg. If you know people from those areas that can attend, I encourage it. She's awesome. Her book is A Natural Cure for Cancer and Herbal Health Pet Guide. So with that, I want to get started because today I'm going to be speaking on my thoughts concerning science, and I should say scientific studies. And the question I ask, first of all, is this. Is broccoli scientifically proven? Do I need science to prove that I should be consuming broccoli or cabbage or carrots or onions? Big question mark. Next one. Gail from Rabbit Hill, Saskatchewan, had cancer. She overcame her cancer using a therapeutic nutritional program. Can this be scientifically proven? Sheena, in 1998, was given 3 months to live. She overcame her cancer, and that was way back there in 1998 by doing a therapeutic nutritional program. It is now 2018. Sheena is still alive and well. Can we scientifically prove that Sheena overcame her cancer using therapeutic nutrition? Juanita overcame uterine cancer using a therapeutic nutritional program. She has been cancer-free for at least 7 years. Can we scientifically prove that Juanita overcame her uterine cancer using therapeutic nutrition? Now, Dr. McLaughlin did scientific studies using papa for the cancer of laboratory animals. And papa was very effective in arresting the cancers of these little laboratory animals. So Dr. McLaughlin stated scientifically and proved it scientifically that papa was almost a million times stronger than adriamycin for cancer of lower animals. And I personally know Dr. McLaughlin. He stayed in my home when we brought him out on a Western tour. So I got to know him. Now, a clinical study by Dr. Forsyth, who is an oncologist in Nevada, in Reno, Nevada, was completed using papa for more than 130 cancer patients. And here are some of the results. Patient number 3 reduced his tumor size to the point that it was no longer detectable. Patient number 8, after 7 months of using papa, 14 tumors on the lymph nodes were no longer detectable, and this patient was considered cancer-free. Patient number 12 had stage 4 breast cancer. After using papa for 6 weeks, the tumor markers reduced from 160 to 80. Patient number 52 had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After 35 days of use, the high white blood cell count dropped from 34,000 to 12,000. The lymphocyte count dropped from 67% to 30%, well within the normal range. Anna, a patient with stage 4 breast cancer, saw a tumor marker reduction of 50%. Ed, with stage 4 lung cancer, used papa for 2 months, and the tumor markers decreased, and he was able to walk again. Byron, with stage 4 prostate cancer, reduced his tumor size by 25% within 6 weeks. Note that there were 130 patients, and the report I received only accounted for 8 patients. 8 patients got marvelous results using PAPA, some for a short period of time, like 6 weeks, others for a longer period of time, such as 7 months. So, my question is this. What about the other 122 patients? Why is it that clinical studies using PAPA for these 122 cancer patients not get the same results as that demonstrated by the animal studies, where the results were 100% effective? The answer to this question lies in that term called extraneous variables. The variables in the clinical studies were not all controlled. And what do I mean by extraneous variables? These are those factors in the research environment which may have an effect on the dependent variable, in this case the PAPA, but which are not controlled. Extraneous variables are dangerous. They may change a study's validity, making it impossible to know whether the effects were caused by the independent and moderator variables or by some extraneous variable. If they cannot be controlled, extraneous variables must at least be taken into consideration when interpreting results. End of quote. So now think about these little lab mice and the variables I am referring to. Did these little laboratory mice eat the same amount of sugar that we as humans consume? And here's a shocking stat. Today, the average American consumes 176 pounds of sugar per year. That's 1,000 times more sugar than they did 100 years ago. End of quote. Now, do these little animals take all those antibiotics that humans do? Did these little animals drink mounds of pop that humans do? How about 57 gallons of soda pop per person per year on the average? Did those little critters have root canals as humans do? Have they all had those vaccination shots containing foreign proteins, sick animal pus, formaldehyde, toxic heavy metals injected into their bodies as we inject into our bodies? You start to see that those extraneous variables are all part of our human makeup that are not being controlled in these clinical studies. Again, those extraneous variables are sugar consumption, pop consumption, antibiotic use, vaccinations and the number of vaccinations, root canals, mercury fillings. Now, let's see what happens when one of my clients decides to take on the PAPA therapeutic nutritional program. What do I do when I work with clients that are working to overcome their own personal cancers? The first thing I do is identify the source of their inflammation. In other words, I work on identifying the extraneous variables and bring this to their attention so that they can work on eradicating those variables, getting rid of as many poisons from their body as they possibly can. In other words, we try to control as many extraneous variables for that client as we can. Now, many times, I do not always get the cooperation from that client. For instance, one cancer client with cancer had root canals, and when I asked him to address his root canals, which was, by the way, many times, his response was, "Well, this is not going to happen." He then decided that a program was not effective and that my work was not worthy. So off he went to a very expensive cancer retreat center. The end result of that story is that he passed away. Of course, the ultimate experience for his family was that He tried the PAPA program, and it did not work. So what the family failed to realize is that part of the PAPA program that we absolutely need to address, which are those extraneous variables causing the inflammation. In this case, those root canals. And in science, we call them extraneous variables. And so what happens is now you have a rumor going around that the PAPA program does not work. That same year, I had a lady who was a cancer client of mine, and she had cancer of her throat. She also had lots of toxic root canals. She visited 3 dentists. All 3 dentists refused to extract her root canals because with their diagnosis, there was nothing wrong with those root canals. What they failed to realize was that a root canal is a dead tooth. This is where the laws of nature come into play. And it is the law of nature that tells us once something is alive, where it has oxygen flowing through it, and then it dies, nature automatically activates microbes in that dead thing to break it down. That is the job of those microbes, to break down the dead matter. And we call this process decaying. Well, if it's a dead crow on the lawn, then the decaying matter simply goes back into the earth. But where does that decaying matter of a dead root canal go? It goes right into the flow systems of your body, meaning the bloodstream and the lymphatic system. The consequence of this action means the energy of your immune system must constantly work nonstop to clean up this decaying dead matter. Eventually, that poor immune system is overloaded, and that microbial infestation is constantly happening in the body. The blood then becomes a cesspool of waste debris. This lady, in her very vulnerable state, was not able to be strong enough to tell the dentist to extract her root canals, and consequently, she passed away. The 2 people I'm referring to also did not do the TAFI program, where this course teaches you to discover your own sources of information, your own extraneous variables, those things that absolutely have an effect on cancer, and how to take action. So let me tell you now about another very critical variable in science. And it is our own personal preconceived ideas, perhaps our program belief systems, often based on dogma. When a false idea is presented to us enough times and long enough, we eventually start to believe it. So I'm going to quote a physicist who said this. The very expression, quote, scientifically proven, is a contradiction in terms. There's nothing that is scientifically proven. The core of science is the deep awareness that we have wrong ideas. We have prejudices. We have ingrained prejudices. In our conceptual structure for grasping reality, there might be something not appropriate, something we may have to revise to understand better. Science has nothing to do with the assembling of data and the ways of organizing the assembly of data. It has everything to do with the way we think and with our mental vision of the world, end of quote by a physicist. Now, we've all experienced the changes in scientific data. I recall the scientific studies that were presented to the world in the 1950s, and that was on thalidomide. That thalidomide was a great drug for settling nausea in expectant mothers. This drug was proven to be safe and effective. the outcome of this drug was a disaster. There were all kinds of babies born without limbs, and many mothers miscarried their babies as a result of this drug. Then suddenly, this so-called very safe and effective drug was removed from the market. Notice how that data changed. Here's another example. Vioxx was a drug that gained widespread acceptance among all kinds of doctors who were treating patients with arthritis, which was causing chronic and acute pain. And the FDA approved Vioxx in 1999. The original safety database included approximately 5,000 patients who used Vioxx, and nothing in that period of time showed that there was a risk of heart attack or stroke. Vioxx, by their studies, was tested, proven safe, and then it was pulled off the market. Why? Because of increased risk of heart attacks and stroke. So in 2004, Vioxx was pulled off the market worldwide. And Dr. David Graham, who is the Associate Director of Science for the United States Food and Drug Administration of the drug safety portion, estimated that Vioxx killed about 60,000 patients. This is incredible. He said, this is as many people as died in the Vietnam War. So again, I ask, how accurate is science? And you can now clearly see why I question science, and so we should all. I want to move now into my discussion of cancer. And I always say, if we understand cancer, then we can understand all other degenerative diseases that we are being afflicted from in our present-day society, because they all have the same common thread. So I'm going to start off with us understanding that cancer starts from an injury. And how do I know that cancer starts from an injury? Because there is cell replication happening in cancer. However, the cells in cancer that are being replicated have been mutated. And one thing we have to know is that nature follows laws. Nature follows rules. So cells in our body have rules. They don't randomly divide at their own free will. They divide for a purpose. Their purpose for dividing is because there is a wound, and those cells are dividing for the purpose of repairing that wound. So in cancer, cells get injured, and they start dividing. Let's look at some of the common injuries. Mammograms cause injuries to the breasts. Root canals cause injuries. It's interesting to note that 97% of terminal cancer patients, had root canal dental procedures. That's 97%. Infected teeth cause injuries. Biopsies, surgeries, exploratory surgeries all cause injuries. Radiation burns, sunburns, chemotherapies all cause injuries. A rupture of an infected organ, such as a ruptured appendix, can cause injuries. Kidney stones can injure the urethras. Gallstones can injure the bile ducts. A hepatitis can injure the liver. The use of antibiotics causes leaky gut and causes injury to the intestinal system. Candida produces false estrogens called xenoestrogens. They are known to weaken internal membrane walls. candida also prevents the membranes from producing the essential collagen, which keeps the internal membrane walls strong. Processed fats, hydrogenated oils, weaken cell integrity and cause injury internally. Pollutants such as tobacco smoke damage the lung tissues. Chemicals which are found in many food preservatives and even in the air can cause injuries. Toxic heavy metals, as from fillings in teeth, or vaccinations cause injuries. Sugar robs minerals from our teeth and robs minerals from our bones and minerals from our internal organs, which can lead to injuries. H. pylori bacteria in the stomach, which is known to cause ulcers, can lead to an injury, which can further down the road lead to cancer. Just a note of interest, Nature Sunshine has a combination of herbs, and we call it ULC-R, which has been scientifically proven to be very effective for getting rid of that H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. Vaccinations and all flu shots are extremely toxic. They can lead to cancer. This was documented very well by Dr. Bernice Eddy in 1957, who was a laboratory scientist, and she injected hamsters with polio vaccinations, and she was horrified to discover that they were getting tumors and cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues, and she was fired. And her words of warning was, if you institute this vaccination program into our society, we will have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. We have an epidemic of cancer. Injury can come from nutritional deficiencies. Dr. Linus Pauling said this, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." End of quote. Agricultural scientists have proven also that today you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Genetically engineered foods lack some of the nutrition that is essential for repairing injuries, and those genetically engineered foods can cause injuries internally. Present-day grains contain anti-nutrients called lectins. And legumes, present-day legumes, contain anti-nutrients called lectins that poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut injuries that eventually leads to inflammation. And I will discuss inflammation. Gliadins that were purposely put into the wheat about 50 years ago make the cells less breathable and lead to injuries. And that comes from a quote from Dr. Davis. Phytates in all grains have been shown to deplete vitamin D3 levels and deplete many minerals which are needed for bone growth and for the immune system. These were studies that were done by Dr. Cordain. Omega-3 deficiencies can cause injury to the cell walls. A study was done once on a breed of cats that had cancer, and they were fed a high amount of omega-3 fatty acids and iron. The omega-3s shrank the tumors to nothing because the cancer cells were exploding from rapid oxidation. Present-day agricultural practices have depleted, or I should say have interfered, with our plants' abilities to pick up the essential raw elemental or raw elements from the earth, and through the process of photosynthesis, convert them to essential bioavailable minerals. So there's an interference here, and we get injuries from mineral deficiencies. Dr. Alexis Carroll was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 34 years in a test tube simply by feeding the heart cells with a mineral, rich, clean solution, and water, and he fed them every 48 hours, and they lived for 34 years. In the book, Bichamp versus Pasteur, Bichamp stated that if there is even a deficiency of one mineral, then morbid waste matter starts to accumulate. Think about the air that we breathe. It's bombarded with all kinds of chemical pollutants that come from various sources. The water we drink is bombarded with residues of various drugs and vaccinations, birth control pills, other medications that are getting into our water system unknowingly. Dr. Hamer said that injury comes from strong emotions. These strong negative emotions can cause an overload of acids that eat away at membranes internally. I want to now move into explaining injury and what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area. And that message is called current of injury. That current of injury then sets up a type of ionic field. And that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The job of the stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication. There are stem cells in every gland and organ of our body. So now we have an injury, the stem cells are called to action, and they are there to repair that injury. Now, when they're called to action, they are looking for their fundamental building blocks. They need building blocks in order to replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. What are those building blocks? We all know what they are. They are proteins, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place, and these healthy cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest, and the whole process of cell replication stops. However, in a case when one of the building blocks is missing, when maybe a mineral is missing, then healthy cell replication cannot take place. And that current of injury from the brain to the injured area will continue until we give the stem cells those nutrients and that those fundamental building blocks they need to replicate healthy cells. I want to now move into understanding inflammation and leading into elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. So I've already mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics. I've mentioned lectins. These all cause leaky gut. They poke holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream. Now think about those holes in the gut membrane. Now food, before it's fully digested, they start to escape through those holes in the gut membrane, and they now get into the bloodstream as well. So now you have these unwanted residues of toxic debris and this accumulation of undigested food particles, undigested protein particles, getting into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy. This puts a stressful impact on the blood vessels through which that blood flows. And those, the walls of the blood vessels have tiny holes, and that stressful impact dilates those tiny holes. And when those tiny holes dilate, that means now that toxic debris, those toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, and so on, starts to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. And inside the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen and nutrients and water to the various cells and tissues. And they start to escape. And those blood plasma proteins also attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these toxins. This was studied extensively by Dr. Samuel West. Now, your body is a marvelous working machine because it also has a lymphatic system. So that healthy lymphatic system will then take those trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is adjacent to the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, that's the fluid of the lymphatic system, will neutralize a lot of that toxic debris, or it will take what it can't neutralize and dump that toxic debris out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system when it becomes overloaded by the toxic debris we are putting into our body. That sugar, that pop, alcohol, all the bread that we're eating. Then we get sick and we take antibiotics. And then we use all kinds of drugs. And on top of that, we have mercury fillings. And the mercury is leaching. And we have heavy metals from vaccinations and flu shots. And then we're exposed to toxic chemicals. So start to imagine that poor lymphatic system over a period of time will start to malfunction. So now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this toxin to the point that now it is called chronic inflammation, where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. Interestingly enough, it was Dr. McDougall who worked with Steve Jobs, who had pancreatic cancer, and Dr. McDougall was able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' cancer started when he was 25 years old. So you can start to see how long our lymphatic system can last, because Steve Jobs didn't die until he was in his 50s. So that congestion from that inflammation can take many years. And what does inflammation do? It stops the process of oxidation. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg. He was a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, I think 1935 as well. And he was the one that discovered that when oxygen levels drop to the injured area below 35%, when they drop below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. And he said, if there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then the process of oxidation flips into fermentation, because fermentation is fed by sugar. And the process of fermentation produces more toxic debris, waste debris called ammonia, and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes. Remember, microbes feed off of dead stuff. The process of decaying is happening right in that injured area. Microbes become active. Parasites become active. Fungus becomes active. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the human stem cell line, it mutates the cells as they replicate. It causes a genetic defect of the cells as they replicate. So we start to see that genetic defects in cancer are not inherent. It is the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cells as they replicate. So now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, with the consequence of the current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells. And we call this cancer. So if we come to that understanding that cancer is an out-of-control cell replication that happens to repair an injury, and that injury cannot be repaired due to a nutritional deficiency, a lack of oxygen, and a fungal infection, we understand that, then we can prevent cancer from happening in our body, or we can reverse the whole process if we happen to be diagnosed with cancer or Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis, whatever that may be. So what do we do to overcome a serious degenerative condition? We do the following. There are steps we can take. Number one, let's eliminate all those sugars and all those yeast products and all the grains and all the starches that we're consuming. And starches convert to sugar, because we know that sugar feeds the cancer. Number two, we need to provide the stem cells with all the nutrients they need for healthy cell replication. This is where we eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats are the best, and fish and eggs and all kinds of vegetables and salads and all kinds of seeds and berries, which are low glycemic and high antioxidants. But even if we are consuming the right foods, there's not enough nutrition in those grocery store-bought foods. So we need to resort to what I call therapeutic nutrition, which means now that nutrition has been scientifically studied, analyzed in a laboratory setting. This is where nature's sunshine superfoods come in. So what superfoods am I talking about here? And what we do is we put them into a smoothie. So number one, I've talked about mineral deficiency. So we want to make sure we have plenty of minerals. And that's where Chinese mineral chi tonic comes in, or essential liquid minerals. And I love Chinese mineral chi tonic because it has astragalus in it, which is scientifically known to increase stem cell production. The more stem cells we have, the sooner the injury can be repaired. And I love the tonic herbs that help the entire glandular system. And it helps to increase body temperature. Cancer cannot grow if the body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius, and we take the body temperature first thing in the morning before there's any movement. So Chinese mineral chi tonic is huge in this program because we're so very mineral deficient. Then we can use flax hall lignans. These are lignans that are extracted from the hulls of flax seeds. So it's not flax seeds we're taking into our body. However, flax seeds are good too, but we're just using the lignans. And the lignans are known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that the candida produces in our body. How cool is that? There is these lignans that the flax plant produces for our benefit. Then we take Collagen Plus, which is a bioavailable amino acids. It's collagen powder, pre-digested, because candida interferes with collagen production by our membranes. And it's like the glue to the membranes. So we take a scoop of Collagen Plus. Then we need phytonutrients, and we get that from greens. And so we have some, you can add some Green Zone or spirulina or chlorophyll. And then we add some Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, also known to have a negative effect on those, on that fungus and cancer growth, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up that sticky, heavy blood. Then you can add some berries of your choice and some water. And the beauty about this is that this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of extensive juicing. Besides, most juices are made from grocery store-bought foods that are not laboratory-tested for nutrient value. And the other problem is that they're too sweet. So most of us use carrots and apples and beets and all those kind of things for juicing. There's too much sugar content in that kind of a juice. Then it's important for us to take some Super Omega 3 that makes the cells breathable. Oxygen then moves in and the toxins move out. So there's movement, makes it pliable. And we add some vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D3 that is lost by those toxic phytates found in present-day grains. The next thing we want to do is address inflammation. This is critical if we want to overcome cancer or any other degenerative condition. And I've already talked about some of those extraneous variables that cause the inflammation. We also do several other things to address inflammation. We work on the lymphatic system by using cat's claw combination. I love it. Cat's claw is such an amazing herb. It stimulates the lymphatic system into action so that those poisons can drain out through the elimination channels. And I love to use colostrum on an empty stomach, which is known to bind toxic lectins. It also is known to increase body temperature. It also enhances the function of your entire immune system in various ways. And I love to use Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach, which goes into the blood and cleans up those undigested food particles that are there because of leaky gut. And then Protease enzymes are also known to break down the outer protein coating of those cancer cells or the tumor. Then we want to work on cleaning the blood out so that blood can circulate and move that nutrition and move that oxygen to the injured area. And this is where I like to use MC, an incredible oral chelation tablet. It has been known to clean out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides. And if it cleans that out, the blood circulates better and the circulation of oxygen and nutrients improve, and the body temperature goes up. Then we work on elimination. We make sure the kidneys are flushing, so we drink water and chlorophyll. We can take combination K for the kidneys. We make sure that the bowels are moving. This is where we can take LBS too, maybe some psyllium hulls. We want to make sure that the liver is detoxifying. And we can add some probiotic 11 to provide our gut flora with the essential good bacteria, which will eat up the bad guys, the waste material. Then we want to use some antifungal herbs. That's where papa comes in. Or podarco from Nature Sunshine is also antifungal. And we can also use Nature Sunshine's Silver Guard. Silver Guard is also antifungal, anti-candida, cleans out candida residues. And Dr. Becker studied silver and proved that silver in its nano form, very tiny particle embedded into the water molecule, increases the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. So if you happen to be in the Kelowna area tomorrow and you come to our session with Vivian O'Neill, you will probably meet some of the cancer clients that I have worked with, so that you get to meet them and you get to see how they have overcome their own critical, serious, degenerative condition. And this is exactly what they did. The other way is my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has sold over 5,000 copies. And it has about 60 cancer success stories, and I have a whole lot more since that book has been released. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we're going to open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second, please.